Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, we're so thrilled you're on the podcast today. Really, it's a joy just to journey with you just for these few minutes, and our hope is you'd find them encouraging and helpful along the way. I think we'd all be honest, we've all experienced broken hearts. We've experienced where something crushed us, and it felt like we were broken into a million pieces. Well, how does God pick up those pieces? How does God put our broken heart back together again? Well, recently I read a devotional that really stood out to me, and I thought, man, this is so helpful. I want to share it because honestly, when it comes to broken pieces, you can't avoid it. You can't go around it. You can't go under it. You can't act like it doesn't exist, because the truth is we all know it exists. If we're going to pick up those pieces again, we have to face it for what it is, and we actually have to walk towards it. Now, if you're the kind of person that's scared of that, if you're scared of expressing emotion, if you refuse to face it for what it is, honestly, the danger is you're going to get stuck. You're going to hold on to baggage, you're going to hold on to pain, and it's going to hurt you in the long haul. And so today, I want to talk about how do you get unstuck? How do you pick up the broken pieces, and how does God help you do that? Well, in Scripture, there's a lot of examples of God caring about people, but from this devotional I read, I want to give you six ways that God blesses you when you have a broken heart. And the first one is this, that God draws you close to Himself. Think about Psalm 34 and verse 18. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those whose spirits have been crushed." And so this idea is when you realize that you're broken, you often feel like God's a million miles away. But the reminder is, what you feel and what is real are not always the same thing. In fact, God is not a million miles away. He's never been any closer. He draws Himself close to you. The second way is that God grieves with you. I love the fact that the Bible talks about the humanity of Jesus, and it describes Jesus as a man of sorrows who is acquainted with deepest grief. And so when you come to Jesus with a broken heart, He knows what you're talking about. When you talk about the pain, He understands it. God is a suffering God. He's a sympathetic God. He's not distant. He's not far off. He's not on the sideline. He is right beside you, grieving with you. Here's the third way that God picks up the broken pieces. He gives you a family support system. In fact, He gives you a church family for support. We're meant to live in community, and that's true when we're brokenhearted. What I found is that healing comes in groups. Healing comes in the church. Healing comes in the community. We're better together. Romans 12 says this in verses 5, 10, and 15. It says, "In Christ, though many, we form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Be devoted to each other like a loving family. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn." There's something about family. The fourth way that God picks up the broken pieces is He uses the grief to help you grow. In fact, God uses those broken things, even the pain in our life, to help us become more like Jesus. And He does it in several ways. One way is He gets your attention. One way is He brings out from the bad stuff, He brings out something good. He also prepares us for eternity. And so in some ways, those broken pieces help us grow. Here's the fifth way. God gives you the hope of heaven. There are many people who grieve without hope, and that's so heartbreaking. Your life on this earth is short, but if you believe in Jesus and you trust Him for your salvation, then you have the hope of spending eternity in heaven with God. And that hope will sustain you through the times of loss. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13, "We don't want you to be ignorant about those who have died. We don't want you to grieve like other people who have no hope." We've got a hope in heaven. And here's the last way that God picks up the broken pieces for today. God uses your pain to help other people. This is called redemptive pain. Honestly, this is the kind of pain that can change the world when you can have this redemptive perspective. It is the highest, it's the best use of the pain you go through. God doesn't want you to waste the hurt. In fact, God says in 2 Corinthians 1:4 that God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. And so today, I don't know how your heart is today. I don't know if it's whole or if it's broken into a million pieces. But today, you can turn to the God that loves you, the God that created you, the God that understands you, and allow Him to help pick up the broken pieces and put you back together again. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.